I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So everyone in this room is having this epiphany that we're not old,
but
we're older.
Yeah.
Reddit started this thing where it's like, you know you're old when... And most of them hit a little too close to home for me.
Yeah.
Like when when your child can do something better than you can. Like when they can outrun. Like I remember I used to you do a little running race with your kids and you have to oh no, you're going to beat me. And they beat, right?
Uh-huh.
And like there was a time where Noah and I were running across a parking lot and I was like, oh no, you're going to. And I was like, oh God. And I gave it all I could. And he beat me.
But
you had to tell him, I wasn't going all out, though, either.
No, I did. Yeah. I lied to him. I was like, I've been letting you win your whole life.
Never raced again.
Oh, God, no. Because, I mean, especially basketball, I mean, he's better at every, if it's...
That's, you're old.
Well, sports were never your thing.
That's true.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Was that meant to make me feel better?
No, that was meant to make you feel better.
Yes. Oh my God,
you were great at playing music on the athletic field for the people that were athletes.
I just want everyone to know that I'm more athletic than I appear to be. Let's move on to something else. Amber just got... Let's talk about why you feel old.
Oh,
with your
binder?
Yeah. This is the dumbest thing, but everybody who's bought a house can relate to this.
They know, yeah. Yes. So I had my inspection done, and at the end of it, you get a binder, and it has a full report with all the pictures of things that need, fixing or attention, and then it's got other, dividers that's these are your property taxes for every year. Here are the improvements you've done. Here are receipts. Here's all the things that you need as a home. It's like my homeowner binder. And I just felt really cool with it.
And you're thinking about yourself 10 years ago, drunk off your butt, doing body shots or ice luge shots or whatever. What kind of nerd would care about a binder?
Yeah.
It's a sign that
happened.
She was an influencer and on TV.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
And now she's look at my inspection binder. You guys want to come over and see it?
I went through it a couple of times. I felt really dumb. I was like, wow, this is taking a turn.
Steve, what was your sign?
Mine was I went to visit family a couple months back, and I was at my nephew's, and I noticed myself, he would leave all his lights on, and I was going behind him turning lights off.
Shut up!
It wasn't even my place! I was just what are you doing?
You're trying to heat the county? When you say something...
It said when you're 31, you officially turn into your mom. When you start saying stuff, your parents...
Are you turning into your mom?
31.
I'm 100% my mother.
Shut up.
We're so
your
the same.
Your mom's cool, though.
She is. And we're really close in age for
you
a mother-daughter.
Like
yeah. You look like sisters.
So, but I am full. It's okay. I'm okay with that for the most part. There are a couple things, but I'm proud to be like mama. Until I start saying some of those cheesy lines.
Uh-huh. That is done.
So this is what we want from you. Chime in on this. What was that moment when you realized you were getting old? Somebody had written this one. I feel this one. I currently have a beard and there's tons of gray in it, but it said when you instead of growing facial hair to look older, you shave your facial hair to look younger.
Yeah, mine's all white and gray. So but yeah.
I don't want to encourage you to grow a beard, but I want to encourage you. You look good with the salt and pepper, man.
Mm. Yeah.
Seriously? You do. Yes.
I think I might.
Oh, so well, Amber says
a female's a female. A female. I know you're 30% estrogen.
At least.
But,
at least.
So it wouldn't be that.
There's something because you're a little salt and pepper on the sides, right?
Okay,
a little bit.
So.
Okay. A little bit. Yeah.
You haven't done anything, right?
I don't diet or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you. I'd like to see. I wonder what you look like.
Should I grow that?
Can you grow a beard?
I don't know. I honestly have not.
It looks like you can.
Okay.
So. You never know until, because even mine's super
like
spot, patchy.
Because there's little spots that don't fully come in.
Or some of my spots are just blonder hair, so you just can't tell. You got to get up close and go. Because I'm kind of a calico cat. Let's talk more about my beard. Let's not. Let's see. Having a two-day hangover is a sign that you.
Oh, my gosh.
You've turned a corner. Haven't you?
I recently had a 3-day hangover and I was like, never again.
Why? You're gonna be, were you bad or were you like?
Oh, I was really bad.
Dang.
Like next day got sick. Like it was bad.
Barf sick?
Barf sick.
Oh no.
That's definitely
you're out of the game. You're out of shape.
I know. Well, yeah, I mixed, which was just a bad decision.
You went from,
And then at the end of the night, I did one last nightcap, and it was whiskey. And it was sent me over the edge, and I was like, dead. I literally felt, I was like, shoot me now. I want to die.
But it seemed like such a spectacular idea at the
time. Because it was like one of the first times I had actually gone out with, you know, shut down and everything. So I was like, whoa!
Made up for lost time.
Not doing it ever again.
What about when you're driving down the road? And everyone listening to us never does this, but you accidentally switch radio stations. And you're not going to do it now, but you end up on the classic rock station.
Oh, I thought.
And it's stuff that you.
It's like it's your stuff.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard one of my songs on that, I was like, this is a mistake. They must have changed the format of the station.
You got mad at them.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm nowhere near old enough to, like, that was like my grandpa's music.
Mm.
It's, and now they're playing, I've heard like 90s, are the 90s? Like Nirvana. It's on clock.
No.
It is.
Like you're going to turn on the oldie station thinking it's Glenn Miller band.
That is
And
weird.
It smells like Teen Spirit. And it will crush your soul. Because
it's so sad.
I thought you were going to say you turn the volume. You don't crank your tunes anymore. That's a sign.
I don't.
Because I have to concentrate while I'm driving.
All right. Well, I still do.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. But here's something that makes you old, because I bet you didn't do this when you were young. You turn it down when you have to park.
Looking
for an address. Oh, I guarantee.
And I haven't paid attention.
Maybe I do.
Because you're like, as soon as you need to find an address or you're like, I have to park, it's like, you have to like, oh my God. It's like your grandpa when he needed to poop. He had to get all of his things in a row or whatever. And it's like, you have to turn the music down for sure.
Yes.
To find something or to park.
Now I'm going to notice next time I do it.
Yeah.
These are signs that you're getting old. If you want to add to this list, DJ.
Yay.
What was the sign you were getting older?
I was only like 21 when this happened, but I was driving home with a friend. It was like October, kind of chilly outside, and there was a girl walking down the street in shorts and a tank top, and I literally said out loud, I cannot believe her mom let her leave the house like that.
Right?
No!
Aren't you going to bring a coat?
Yep.
Did you just go out and do shots of tequila right after to try to counteract it?
Probably, yeah.
Wow. Yep. Thank you for the call, DJ. Sue.
Yeah.
What was the sign you were getting older?
As a teacher, when your former student walks in with their child.
Oh.
For your student.
Whoa.
Sister.
Yeah.
That'll get you.
Yeah.
What are you? Oh my God. Like.
When their child is also the same age as your child.
Oh. That would make...
What do you say at that point? You're just like, I quit, I give up. That's...
Especially when they call you, hi, Miss Sue, or whatever they called you when they were young. As a
God.
As a teacher, yeah.
Do you remember the thing that happened to you and me, Steve? Erin, our traffic girl, is like, I'm in radio because you guys came to career day at my school. And I was like, what? No!
Middle school.
No! No, it was not. I thought it was high. It was middle?
I thought it was her
it
middle school.
It probably was. Dang. Oh, God. Thank you for the call, Sue.
Yeah.
Victoria is up next. Victoria?
Okay.
What's your sign you got older?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I hear you.
Oh, yeah. So what's the sign you got you're getting older? This whole conversation?
Okay, well, I'm an Uber driver.
Okay.
And I drive a lot of the college kids in Boulder.
Yeah.
And we were driving around, and they asked me a question about something that was back in the day. And I said, well, do you guys remember, like, a phone booth? And they're like, what was that?
Oh my God, they would have no idea.
Like, oh my God, you didn't know?
That's...
You don't know what a phone booth is.
I couldn't.
So I explained to them, you know, like Clark Kent, how he used it to, you know, change his, become a superhero.
That's
and
true.
That's how he changed.
Where does he change now? He doesn't.
Well, apparently, I guess, I don't know.
He just starts walking and he turns into it or whatever.
Wow, no phone?
That is a...
I couldn't find one if you paid me.
You know, they had them out at DIA for a while there.
You saw that, but
They made them into...
They did it
like a little desk
too.
Thing where you could sit down, like...
Oh, yeah.
And then plug your phone in, and, like, it was still a phone booth, but it was your cell phone
ledge.
Booth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, then, like, I tried to explain to my kids what it was for, and it was like... Why wouldn't you just use your cell phone?
Like, I thought Elitch's had that old bank of phones.
There was one out in front. Yep. Remember, we did a thing at Elitch's, yep. And we were like, everybody was going up and taking selfies with it.
They're like, what?
Because it was like, look at this. It's like a dinosaur.
Yikes.
Oh, my God. Natalie?
Yay.
Yay.
Sign you were getting old. What happened to you?
We opted to have a ranch-style house built instead of a two-story house.
Yep. Yuppers.
Because you didn't want stairs.
Yeah.
Bingo.
You're going down on this one.
I had a ranch.
Because when I was looking for houses, I stumbled upon a house out in Beacon Point by Aurora Reservoir.
Right.
It's a ranch style. It faces the right way. It faces west, so you don't have to, like, shovel and stuff. And I'm like, I just called Steve. I'm like, this is your house. You are lazy as hell. And he was like, oh, here's my checkbook. Thank you for the call, Natalie. Taylor.
Yay.
Yay. What was the sign you were getting older?
When I got upset that the grocery store was rearranged.
But then you don't know where you have your pattern.
Yes.
You know where you're going. When
you're justifying
exactly.
Getting older. Because it's true. Because, like, I remember I walk in and it's like they remodel and you're like,
I got to relearn.
Exactly.
Oh my
That's
God.
A good one.
And why are they not all laid out exactly the same?
Right?
Why are not all Targets exactly the same? All King Supers, all Safeways, they're all, like, I've gone, my parents take me to the Safeway in Longmont. I'm like, I know exactly where I'm going. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know where I'm going.
That is weird.
Well, I don't, okay, thank you. You know what it is? Some the ones who have alcohol in them is when it screws it up.
Oh.
Because then they have to try to put that front and center, and then it just messes with the deli.
I see that.
Melissa.
Yay.
Signs you were getting older. What happened to you?
When I don't have my glasses or my contacts in and somebody tries talking to me, I'm like, hey, hold on, I gotta put my glasses on, I can't hear you.
You okay?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.